Tonight, Vanishing Point presents the final play in the four-part dramatic series by Rachel Wyatt. Escape Routes, Chronicles of the Ordinary, and the Not-So-Ordinary. Tonight's episode, Ultimate Destination, starring Cordelia Strube.
Bothers me when people travel to foreign places and won't make the slightest effort to learn the language. If Anna had only picked up a few words of Greek, she might have understood what the old lady was saying. She might have had the sense then, not to get in the white boat with the blue sails. But Anna had never bothered with other people's languages. And on this trip, she was too busy trying to hide, trying to get away, always running, afraid of being recognized. She forgot that there's one person you can never escape from, even if you go to the furthest corner of the earth.
Janet is asleep. You sleep anywhere.
Will it be a beer this time, miss?
Guinness, please.
I'll fetch you a pint of the best Guinness you'll taste this side of heaven.
I may just decide to stay forever. Send cash when sale is complete. Love, Anna.
Your Guinness.
Thank you.
And here's our landlord himself wanted to speak to you.
P.S. They're such kind, friendly people.
Miss Woods, could I have a little word? Come into the wee room at the back, if you don't mind.
Oh, sure. Just a minute, I'll bring my drink.
You've been enjoying your stay with us.
Oh, very much. I was just writing to my friend.
Your friend in Toronto?
Yes, but...
You had a few people in your room last night.
Just a little party.
A little party, was it? Well, you see, we've had complaints.
Well, there wasn't much noise.
If it's a party you're wanting, you know, we've a private room.
Oh, well, thank you. Next time.
And that's not all, Miss Woods, is it?
Mm-hmm.
I've had the Garda around.
The Garda?
The police.
The trial is over.
I'm asking no questions. We're just not too keen here in these border places on people with two names. More than one surname. You've one name on your passport and you call yourself another.
I can explain that.
I don't want to know. I want you to leave.
I paid my bill.
Do you think we've not got enough trouble here, but you have to go holding secret meetings in my hotel?
Dear Maura, I wish you could see this dear little cottage I've rented in Yorkshire. It's made of stone and has huge slabs of slate for a roof. It was built in the 18th century, but it's very cheerful. I feel totally secure. There are no ghosts here.
Hello.
Oh!
I didn't mean to startle you.
Sorry, I was writing a letter and you...
You look as if you'd seen a ghost.
Oh, no, I'm fine. Sit down. I'll make some coffee. I've got some cookies.
Thanks, but I can't stay. I just came to ask if you'd like to come for a hack on the moors tomorrow. Robin and I are setting off about 9. And you're here alone.
So far, the natives have been friendly, Maura, in spite of what they say about Yorkshire folk. I've been invited to go walking with my next-door neighbor.
Mary and I have lived here all our lives. Except for years in college. We decided to buy a house here and drive into Leeds to work.
Oh, I can understand that. It's very beautiful here.
Are you planning to stay long, Anna?
Perhaps. I don't know.
You haven't got a job or a husband to go back to?
Robin. Well,
no, it's all right. Actually, I'm just traveling.
I had a rather traumatic time. My husband left me and I gave up my job.
Oh.
What kind of work do you do, Anna?
I am a dancing instructor.
Oh, what kind of dance?
Modern, mainly.
Leave it, Rob. It's none of our business.
What? What's wrong?
Robin's sister in Toronto wrote to him about some court case.
You seem to be hiding from something.
If Anna had only had the sense to move on then, she could have left that village like any other visitor, unremarked. As it is, they're still talking about her to this day. She couldn't resist telling Robin and Mary the whole story.
You see, the whole gang gathered at our place every Saturday. It was a great house for parties. My parents' old house. Lots of space, and everybody brought something, and we'd really let ourselves go. We were all very open with each other, you know?
As if these two nice, liberal-minded Yorkshire teachers might have the power of absolution. At least they promised not to tell anyone else, and she believed them.
I lived in that neighborhood all my life, and not one person stood up for me. They were narrow-minded, mean, and all our friends, the people who came to my parties, not one good word. Can you believe it?
People get scared.
My only friend in the world is Maura. And I met her in the corridor at the courthouse.
You've had an awful time.
I'm only looking for a quiet place to live.
You'll find it here. We'll look after you.
But Anna was never a person to sit around being looked after. She had this fatal urge to repay her social debts.
Dear Maura, the people here have been so kind to me. I've really settled in. I give dancing lessons twice a week in the village hall, and I'm earning a little money. They accept me for myself. So I'm planning a little get-together at Christmas. Just my way of saying thank you. I'll decorate the hall with holly and laurel leaves, and I found a group that will come and play for a few drinks.
Anna was one of nature's party givers. When she was little, she used to spend hours setting up her dolls with tiny plates and cups, pouring tea for them, cutting up cubes of cake. In high school, she wanted to be Miss Popularity, so when her parents were out, she had these great parties. Not the usual beer and pizza affairs, but parties with hard liquor and whatever else anybody wanted. It never occurred to her that there might be easier and cheaper ways to win friends and influence people. Even at this point in her life, when one party too many had cost her so much, her job, her husband, the life of a friend, here she was doing it again.
Hey, what has she put in this stuff?
Yourselves, there's more. There's
plenty more where that came from. I'm ready for the show. Take it all, take it all, the whole of it all, Jim. Dance with me.
We're very grateful to Professor Bates for being with us this afternoon, and to all you listeners who phoned in with queries and comments. Next week, we'll be talking about being afraid of the dark. Till then...
But... Look, I've said I'm sorry. You know, I mean... People were having a good time. What's wrong with that?
Jim Harper's gone home to his mother.
If all you wanted was sex, Anna...
Oh!
You should have gone to Leeds.
It'll be very unsettling, this, for the village, for a long time.
You know, I really think this is your problem, not mine.
The folk in this village live nice, harmonious lives. They get on with their work. They don't do things on weekends that make them afraid to look each other in the face on Monday mornings.
I don't believe this!
We're not like that round here.
Well, some of you were like it on Saturday night.
There's a train tomorrow at 7:13 a.m.
It's so medieval, old-fashioned, straight...
We don't murder each other at parties.
I didn't kill Janice. I told you it was an overdose. I was exonerated.
We wanted you to have a chance. You might have settled here. fitted in.
It was only a party.
Now, that's what you said in court, I believe.
Yes. Sleep. Just sleep anyway.
Hello there. I'm Anna Woodside. From Toronto.
Anna who?
We don't care where you're from.
If Anna had taken a closer look at these amazingly colorful characters who'd washed up in this little place in Brittany, she might have decided to return home there and then and face up to life in Toronto.
Come on in, Anya.
These wanderers did as little work as they could. They welcomed every stranger with joy. They spoke a mixture of languages. They were informal and affectionate.
Marsac, Brittany. Dear Maura, only time for a postcard. Marvelous, interesting people. I've got room and board with a German family in exchange for light housework.
This morning, Anna, I would like you to change all the beds and clean the kitchen cupboards and make potato salad and keep an eye on little Carl here. We're having a party tonight. I know you like parties, Anna.
What do you mean?
What should I mean?
Well, I've only been here 2 weeks.
Well, you keep talking about parties all the time. You talk about the parties you had in that fine house in Toronto.
No, I don't. I mean, I don't think I do.
And if you could lend me some money for the wine, Anna, Hans is expecting his check at the end of the month.
That was another thing all those people in Marsac had in common. They were always expecting a check. And if Anna had even made an effort to brush up on her high school French, she might have heard what they were saying about her.
What a pretty boy.
Surprise for you, Anna. Another Canadian. Someone from your own city, Toronto. She's coming to the party tonight. She says to tell you she's a friend of Janice. Anna?
No, I'm all right.
Give the baby to me. You look as if you might drop him. Oh, Carlchen, come. Sit down, Anna. Tell me if there's something wrong.
I'd like my money back, please. The money I lent you and Hans.
That was payment for your board, Anna.
No, but I was working for you.
No, payment.
I want my money.
Stay for the party, then. Meet a friend of Janice. Come to the party.
Dear Maura, this little Greek port is 3 hours' horrendous bus ride from Athens. It is a charming and peaceful place. I have managed by sign language to rent a little room in the only inn. I'm eating those wonderful salads, the olive oil is so fresh, and the feta cheese is out of this world. I spend a lot of time by the sea, thinking. What did I do so wrong? I'm not a bad person. I mean, there's a lot of things I'm not guilty of. Last night, I dreamed about Janice. She was wearing that same red dress. Could have happened to anybody, Maura. Couldn't it?
This was her chance in this little place to consider the past, come to terms, learn a new language. How many people in their lives have an opportunity to get on intimate terms with Greek peasants? But Anna, what does she do? She searches the place for her own kind, other English speakers.
Excuse me, but do you speak English?
Yes.
Calimera.
Do you know anyone? I mean, has anyone arrived today who speaks English?
Please?
Not from Canada, but maybe from England or the United States. United States. Anyone who can speak to me.
Is that so?
I've got some fantastic ouzo in my room, and we could buy some cheese and olives and fruit and have a picnic. Anybody?
A lot of people, when they travel, don't really take in the new scene at all. You hear them everywhere saying, oh, this is so much like Winooski, or wherever. They search eagerly for people they have always known. They might as well stay home. And Anna, amid all this wonderful scenery, was still in Toronto.
So they were all at my house. Janice was lying down on the floor, and people did that, you know? I mean, they did as they liked. If they felt like screwing, they went to the bedroom. I mean, it was Saturday night.
Saturday night. Poor Anna. We've all been to parties like that. Once. But she'd collected a group of so-called friends who couldn't wait for Saturday at her place. Why didn't she realize that it was Sleaze City?
I can still see Janice lying there. For ages, no one took any notice, and then John yelled out, hey, she's not breathing. The judge said I was not to blame.
Not to blame for what?
For her death.
No. Poor Anna.
Could you speak English? Oh, thank goodness, I was going crazy. I mean, I could have gone back to Athens, but it's full of people from Toronto. You come back to my place. I'll open a bottle and we can invite some of these other people and you can tell me what they're saying.
You must go to the island. To Taxidi Choris Yirismo.
Which island?
They speak your language there.
Where?
Out there in the bay. The biggest one. Look.
How do I get there?
The boat comes to the harbor at first light in the morning.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, it looks heavenly, but I can't...
It's a white boat with blue sails.
The harbor. Yeah. Yeah, actually, I was beginning to go mad with boredom. Thank you. I'll go pack. You've probably saved my life.
A white boat.
And it's a pretty exclusive place. I won't find tourists from home.
You'll like it there.
What's its name again?
Taxidi Choris Yirismo.
Taxidi Choris Yirismo.
Here's Anna sitting in the boat, letting her hand dangle in the water, gazing at the blue sky, the blue sails. Why didn't she notice that there were no other tourists in the boat, that the boatman didn't ask for a fee, that the only other passenger was a pale young man who stared back at the mainland for the entire trip? As usual, she was seeking the next sensation, the next party.
I have found it. The absolutely perfect Greek island. Everything is white and clean and smells of fresh herbs. The maid service is silent and efficient. Meals are brought to my little cabin door. As soon as I got here, I had this wonderful feeling that everything's going to be all right. I mean, I'm never going to forget Janice, never, but I can think of her calmly now, and about John leaving me. I'll be home soon, and we'll have the biggest welcome home party in history. Nothing's been said so far about payment or how long I'll stay. They're very trusting. I'm going to see the manager today. Hello. I'm Anna Woods. You're the manager?
That's right, Miss Woodside.
You know my real name.
We know most things.
Here? This godforsaken place?
We don't like it referred to as godforsaken.
No, I'm sorry. Let me explain. Oh, my God. I thought I'd really found somewhere I could finally...
Drink this. It'll make you feel better.
You know, I like living on that street. I mean, Can you see me in the suburbs? And I've been driven out because of a party. I had no idea the stuff was as strong as it was, or anyway, Janice was greedy.
I see.
I think about Janice every single day. You know, in the papers, they made me out to be some kind of hard bitch that didn't care. And all I ever did was provide a place where people could have a good time. I like them to have a good time. Everybody, why not? Life is so goddamn grim.
There she is, asking the fatal question, why not? It didn't occur to her to ask why.
I guess if we'd gotten up a little sooner, Janice might be alive. But we were all out of it.
All having a good time.
Sure we were. We're a generation that's grown up afraid. Afraid of war, afraid of being polluted to death. Awful decisions are made for us.
So you had parties.
Yeah. Look, I came here to lead a quiet life.
To get away.
I suppose you want me to leave now? Well, let me tell you something. You do that, and I'll tell everybody I know. Word of mouth can do a lot of harm to a place like this.
We're not interested in your past, Anna. There's no past here. No one has a history. Only a present.
So you don't mind?
You'll find us very easygoing.
Really? Well, oh, thank you. No, I haven't met any of the others yet, but
You will.
You have social hours, get-togethers?
Whenever you wish.
A coffee morning. I could help organize.
Certainly.
And the ferry?
The ferry?
If I want to go to one of the other islands or to Athens?
There is no ferry.
Well, there is. I came here on a boat.
The boat only brings people here, Anna. It never takes them away.
Oh, I see. It's a joke.
We don't go in much for jokes.
There's a small plane. Maybe I can call and make a reservation.
There is no phone, no plane, no television, no radio. We lead a very quiet life.
I can't get off this island?
No.
This is crazy. I'm not going to stay here. No, I've got to get back. My friend Maura, she'll worry. She'll go to the police. The Minister for External Affairs. She'll come and look for me herself. I'm not going to spend the rest of my days cooped up here.
The island measures 9 kilometers by 5. You'll find some very pleasant walks.
You can't do this! I won't stay, I won't!
The old woman told you the name.
Taxithi Horis Yarismo.
It means journey without return. You chose to come here, Anna.
No. My friend will find me.
Here's another one. You can buy a Greek phrase book in Toronto for less than $10. For her trip to Greece, Maura has brought suntan oil, kaopectate, agarol, demerol, Tylenol, a hairdryer, a copy of War and Peace she'll never read, 10 pairs of bikini briefs in different colors, but no phrase book.
Excuse me?
Yassas.
But could you tell me... I wonder if you could help me.
Yassas?
There's an inn around here, I believe. Thank you. My name's Maura Myers. I'm looking for a young woman called Anna. She was here in February. She's tall, has dark hair.
Please.
A Canadian woman.
Please.
Stayed here at your inn.
A boat.
Sailing? She went for a ride in a boat?
Please.
Oh, Christ, don't you know any other words?
You see, she's angry at him for not knowing her language, and she doesn't speak a solitary word of his.
She went out in the bay?
Mora managed with signs and far too much money to rent a boat and sail around the harbour one afternoon. It was a lovely day, not too hot. On the shore of the biggest island, she saw several thin, pale figures waving. She waved back. When her 2 weeks were up, she returned to Toronto, and if people inquired about Anna, she shook her head. Anna's former friends, those who were first to arrive at her parties and last to leave, suspect that she's in a foreign jail on a drug charge. They feel, in their smug way, that justice has been done. Anna has paid. They are in the clear.
Ultimate Destination was written and narrated by Rachel Wyatt. The play starred Cordelia Strube as Anna. Also featured in the cast were R.D. Reed, Judith Orban, Maya Ardal, Maria Vakratzis, Wendy Thatcher, Ian D. Clark, and Bob Naismith. Original music for Escape Routes was composed by Wayne Kelso. Technical operations were by Glenn McLaughlin, and sound effects were provided by John Stewart and Jean Sarrazin. Casting consultant was Beth Russell, and the series story editor was Sandra Rabinovich. Ultimate Destination was produced and directed by Ken Gass at Studio G in Toronto. Executive producer of Vanishing Point is William Lane. Next week, tune in for Fingerprints, an exciting 6-part dramatic series based on some unusual recent Canadian crime fiction.